Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Sam Cooke with the golden tune. The tune I love to hear, Change. And the context of change is about civilization that we need to be respected. We need civilization to be respected. Oh, I tell you. Reality is something that we'll only find in the prehistory. We will only find human civilized reality prehistory. Certified prehistory. And there are not a lot of people in the realization of it. My friends, life is a gift. And the only way to the only right position to be in is to read the history. history that tells us. Not history if you want to believe it. Not that. Talking about certainty. Mankind, civilized people, don't know anything for certain except the prehistory. Because history is a record of the past. Hold it tight. History don't go any place else. If you want to believe some things in the Bible, that's your business. You must know, can you find those terms in history? The Bible is not history. The Bible has in it poison. And the things that the Bible tells us about that we should believe didn't tell us to seek the knowledge of it. No. The Bible is an Indo-European book. Whether or not you accept it, it is true. And just as Christmas and Easter becomes a normative belief, you believe in it like it is true. It signifies that the human world has gone out of sanity. That's what that means. It means that when you read Genesis 19 about Sodom and Gomorrah, that is written in the Bible like to tell you that sodomy is not good. Right? It's not a civilized thing. Therefore, nothing that we call, that we know to be civilized, can be sodomy, to sodomy. But what is happening now? Sodomy is running the world. So how much direct fact people know about the world and our existence? History says one of the things that history says that define civilization. And civilization is not without people. You got to have civilized people to talk about civilization. Otherwise, you know, where would you find civilization if you weren't talking about certain people who are civilized and not a name that is given to them, but an identification of civilization. When we don't have a sense of what the beginning is, the beginning of human civilization, if you are to be civilized today, you have to come from civilized bloodline. That's a fact. Following the church and not the polytheistic way of life. That is the civilized way of life. If you're not into that, you don't need to talk about civilized or civilization, because if you're not from a civilized bloodline, you're not a civilized person. Doesn't mean that you don't have some sense. But the depth of what is civilization, civilized, taking you above animals and things that causes a lot of things to be done on earth. Like, we have the family set up. We have the family that is set up by who? By sodomites? No. Sodomites are not civilized. And you read that in your Bible. Now, if you read it in the Bible, that God is pure, God is almighty, and such great good things. Now, how is it we would read that in the Bible, where sodomite people are chasing people who are not sodomites to have sex in their honor? How the black people accept sodomite people now? Same thing that the Bible that you're reading, claiming that sodomite people are not people with sense of order. Isn't that what you see when you read Genesis 19? It explains that sodomites come from all over their little surrounding. You know, their pleasure too. And I'm wondering, how could they all know about this? It's not like the time where we know about people have cell phones and stuff like that. But back then in that time, you want to tell me that developing human being know to spread news all over your district? All of a sudden, Lot, according to the Bible, let's look at it from what the Bible says, because that's where the book is judged. It's based on what it says. Does it make sense? Sodomite, from way back in time, because they said that was before Christ. Okay? Old Testament scripture is telling you that sodomites were around. What kind of people today are sodomites? Can't be any different one, right? Are from a sodomite culture. And what makes you sodomite is because you're anti-heterosexual. And you are homosexual. Otherwise, they say you're gay. Right? Something is flapping here. You see? And there is no soundness, no mental soundness in being sodomites. Because sodomites are having a pleasure in sex that clearly is averse to the ways of the gods. The gods not identified as gay. They are not identified as homosexuals. Because the Bible tell you something that is natural, where two women can visit someone and two men as well can travel together and visit and do business, you know. And it doesn't imply anything.
It doesn't imply anything. Besides, these two people of the same gender move around.
And whether or not they're selling something, doing other type of business, two people can travel together, and it doesn't mean that they are, you know, two women or lovers. That's not what it means. So in the Bible, what it is telling people is that sodomites are very disorderly, immoral, criminals, and all of that. All of that type of unseemly behavior, sodomites. Unsodomites don't have a civilized brain. Their brain, not civilized. Because their endocrine glands not secreting the a better behavior than what the Bible tells you. Right? Your endocrine glands don't secrete energy that is civilized. No. They're not. Now, what you know about these sodomites of today? They're criminals. And they are, what you call, they exalt themselves like the greatest people. Right? And since they don't have a civilized origin, over 2 million years or so, they learn. They interbreed with higher bloodline than themselves. And that's how they come to, like, you know, able to participate into civilized process. Because they are not civilized, they are not allowed to rule anything. Their abode is Europe, the Caucasus. And for about 2 million years, that's where they stayed at, once they migrate from Africa into Europe. My friends, if we don't know this fact that is historically preserved, then the confusion that these Indo-European half-humans, the confusion that they spread by first doing all these mischievous things, they do it because they will not make any progress in the world unless they do something like produce the Bible, and produce the Bible with maybe, let's say, black people writing. They take that and go use it in the way they feel like using it. Our history, for one, is a source that these sodomites use to create confusion, because they find a way to tell you, all right, solve a lot of problem for them,
tell them to believe it. You know, make up something that resembles in the beginning and say the unseen God in the beginning. Just say believe it and say this is where Adam and Eve is. Just make up this monkey, stupid, ignorant, uncivilized story. And that's what they have done. That is what they have done. And it shows that, oh, the brain that we have can be spoiled in either tangible or intangible ways. Right? Yes. It is something for us to realize. Our brain can be spoiled. And here we have it. We have it right here, where we have seen sodomy becomes acceptable in the civilized world because they have brought in the demon in the Bible. The Bible that you have talking about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. It's the demon talking. And when that is accepted by the black people, and especially those who are put into slavery and are given the Bible, their brain is basically dead. See? Because if something doesn't happen where your mind is preserved, you're gone. I was brought up in the church. Church. And we didn't know, I didn't know, that there was never any church. But I come now after a long time, and before I am dead, I was directed to read. And that is exactly what happened. I read. And I understand things about what happened in the world and why we are here today. Now, we're not going to find out what is right from what is wrong to the lowest common denominator, unless the history with the record become a knowledge to us. And if you want to say that, oh, well, I've heard people do this, just like fan history away, like they have certainty about human beginning someplace else. If it's not history, you don't know. You see, and remember, we are in a state now in our time where sodomite people take over the world and begin to run it and put the people, the black people, the ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, these are civilized people, Arabs, Hispanics, and every other non-white people. I represent these mixed breeds of people for generation and generation now. Oh, do I? I don't have any problem with it because it can be explained. If people go about and interbreeding, they are not the true species at all. You know? Because if you're a part of an engrafting set of people, you're only engrafted people, You're going to live in that. Because, I mean, do you have a ghost inside of you? Real black people have a ghost inside of them. After they're dead, you can see their ghosts, right? Well, that's how much I follow the history and what is understood the best of in the most logical way, right? So what I'm saying to you is that if you want to be a person who feel good about yourself, you can't do it without your history. You can feel good about yourself because you are disconnected from having knowledge, you know. You're disconnected from knowledge, you're not going to have any knowledge, except just to eat and drink every day. You know, you probably learn a skill and you find out you have a life. And you may just feel like that is all right. Spiritually, for the hybrid people, we cannot be content with food and raiment, a place to sleep, have a little money. Because we have a deeper inside. Our adrenal glands and our you know, all the inner portion, the glands, the organs, those things are not inside of us for small reason. They are the reason by which we are living. Talking, you know, the chakra and there are these portion, you know, underneath your chin and coming down to what they call your, you know, the pipe here, and feel your neck and you feel like you have some rib like things right there, about there, you know, that in the front of your neck there. You know, this you know, if you squeeze it, you'll find out like you have two spout, like from a rod that hold these rib like stuff together. And you talk about the talks about the vocal cord and all that. We are makeup in such sophisticated way that when we don't crave to know the history of where we're coming from, we have lost sanity. Yeah, I think that's just the right way to look at it. We have lost sanity because we are made up with everlasting material. The kind of different skin, not just skin, but the different flesh that we have on different parts of our bodies. You know, I mean, your tongue. Look at your tongue, right? What kind of flesh make up the tongue? And the inner housing of our mouth, right? And you're talking about the teeth. You see, the teeth that we have. And how they are fit You ever see now people are putting in, you know, like replace their teeth, you know, because a lot of people have problems, you know, maintaining their original teeth, right? So a lot of people find it necessary to get, you know, the dentist and fix up their mouth with nice, beautiful teeth, right? So what I'm saying, if indeed it costs you a good chunk of money to put those, that set of substitute teeth in your mouth, kill, do you think, the people who make this, what you call it, not partial, but like the whole set. But no, it doesn't matter. Whether you just having, you know, a few partial, different from getting in the entire outfit. Just think of, you know, when you put in that outfit and you look in the mirror and you smile, right? And you say, yeah. And you feel good about yourself, right? Confident, you know, that you look good. Think about the intricacy, the science that built your body in the first place. And to make everything work without, you don't pay for it. You know, it just happened. You're made up to function. And now we don't care about where we are coming from. If we are confused about where we are coming from, then you just have the product that was created. And you cannot relate to it because to you, no big thing. That's not true. That is not true. And on a lower level, a lot of people like you and I, the mother that gave birth to us, a lot of us don't care. Don't have all that much regard for our mother. And when you come to consciousness and have to deal with your mother, you know, I mean, things can go wrong. But what are you going to do when your mother displeases you about something? Something that you are very interested in and your mother disappoints you and stuff like that. What are you going to do? Start disrespecting her and your father. You know, some fathers take care of their children. All right? So we find that the world is corrupted and people have lost or just cannot find the right way to think to govern themselves. If we don't think properly, we can't govern ourselves. And if we were not taught how to think and how to behave, we will not develop that sense. So therefore, what is going to happen? We're going to do anything without a certified knowledge of election. You have to have enough sense to elect the kind of thoughts you're going to allow to become your action, your behavior, your attitude. You have to think it out. And if you don't think it out, you are just anybody. You don't have no peculiarity. You don't have sense of election and determination how you're going to behave yourself. Right? Or you portray yourself to your parents, first of all. The world is in a shape right now where few people concerned about the knowledge of the world before our time. Few people are concerned about that because few people realize that without the knowledge of our history, we are not going to able to have the right direction in life. We won't have the right direction of how to do things, see? And anytime we don't get that knowledge, we'll have a bad life. It's not likely that our lives are going to go well. I can tell you for myself that I grew up in the Christian church in Jamaica. Right? Yes. And I can tell you how foolish I was because I am not taught the history on our existence. So I only have common sense and was just 1 second. I am saying the way I grew up and didn't know anything because of the church. Now, the church is supposed to be the place to let you know everything that is necessary to know. Well, it begins with the Bible and in the beginning. When the Bible is telling you about in the beginning and it is not telling you anything about the beginning, you have a problem. That's what I discovered. That the Bible was putting a roadmap in my mind so that I would not understand the essence. I would not come to the realization of what civilization is to prevent me from seeing the custom structure of civilization. And rather, to look at the world around me as in all of the confusion, look at it, and therefore you don't look for anything else. You see? And for me to get to know that something is very wrong with the world, mean the people, is by reading, is because an interest about the world around me and how to categorize people and know who people are, the whole embodiment of humanity, to come to understand that. And so the world as it is, oh, I tell you, now I can appreciate the reason why my life is existing now in a certain context, because since I get to know, I read enough and find out enough, and holding to what I have found, I'm done away with the whole construct of the way I used to think when I didn't know anything. that I would have liked to know, because I have a sin of being empty and void, and all of what taught about in the Bible and that I read and rely on, I look at the prophecies and stuff like that, and, you know, since I didn't have any aversion to what the Bible said at that time, I look forward to having a good life with that understanding. I wanted a good life. But when I come to the point of reading and finding out the mural of the BC era and what is said about that era, doesn't fit up with what the Bible is saying. That was very, very clear for me to see. The Bible is not matching up logical things convey what they're saying to be true. So, in my calculation, analysis of what the Bible is saying, it comes out to be a book of confusion, a book of lies, a book that tell lies in ways it doesn't make sense. You know, because the confusion is easily unraveled when you read the Bible, and if you are not afraid of words and you know how to analyze words and get the truth out of the issues. If you know to do that, it is easy to find out that the Bible is not helpful in relating a false narrative about Adam and Eve. You know? Story of Adam and Eve is nothing more than the trick of the Indo-European folks. What the Genesis creation story and all that they talk about, Abraham and Isaac and how Abraham met Spirit God in the sky, called to him and related to him, you know, get out of your father's house and to a place I'll send you. None of those things are true. And who has time to write those things? The Sodomites. This out of mind. So it gets sophisticated, and it means that black people are going through a rough time, because black people, to be sophisticated, they who were never civilized, they have reason to become sophisticated. They'll never be civilized, but they're going to use their criminal and all their nasty, uncivilized ways to control you. You see, because since you decide that, okay, you're not interested in your existence, you don't study to find out, and you make excuses now that the Sodomite people, them talking a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and relating to us a different perceived world. You see, that's what the Bible is telling us in Genesis, creation story, because there is no part of that story in Genesis that can be respected as a civilized story. No. No. And it's done deliberately by these Indo-European people. And the way in which they develop and what they pursue when it comes to being civilized, they were able to grasp communication in a civilized way. They've learned that, proved that, okay? But behavior, like black people behave, you know, or behave in a sense that they can get along with black people. No, they don't have that. They don't have that. And if you can't see that, you know, the confusion has washed you away. And you're not going to come to that level of understanding that white people are not civilized. They can pretend as much as they want. The truth is against them. The historical truth is against them. Because what part of what they are, what they are living by, the concept that they are living by now that they say they have a government. The worst thing to do is for them to personate government that was before their time. You know, it is very annoying to me that they would impersonate government, wrongly emulate government. Why they do that? And, you know, instead of just learning to live with black people. No, they can't do that. They seek to come from out of the bushes and decide to use their trickery, feign, pretend, like they are, you know, real people, you know, and hide their little cultural high point, you know, sodomy. So they behave like, you know, they're all right. And, you know, come in with their, you know, with their apprehension about the whole thing, you see, because they have their plan and, you know, they're going to find a way to make surrender to them. See? Yeah, that's their plan. So now that's how they write the, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. You know? I mean, you know, it's like a brilliant step that they take to write something like that. But they are not deep enough in their thinking. Anything they think of that they have a perception that they can forge it through, make black people think, force black people to believe in a spirit God, right? And just, you know, speak in specifically about how God created the heaven and the earth, you know, because you can't speak directly about that. Unless you have the truth, because people must look on what you write and look at the evidence around you.
right? They don't have no evidence at all for the God, except to like say, you're to assume, you know, God make the world and the sea and the, you know, and like they talk about make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. There is no creation like that. And in order to talk about creation, you have to talk about civilization first. You see? Because only the knowledge of civilization is going to get us anywhere when it comes to knowing about the world and living in the world. If you don't have that, you really don't have anything. And to have the right state of mind and to live each day as a sober person, you need to know your prehistory before the flood story. What we have here today is a situation where these white people come in and made up a lot of contrivance that is different from what is original civilized way of life, the religion. There was no church. These sodomites bring in the church. They are mockery of the original thing. Original thing is the way of life. The way of life. Polytheism. And that means the gods. The gods came here in big, large number and carry out a mission. And it is because of the problem in having workers, helpers, why it was necessary for the scientist gods to create this kind of life that was satisfying to them. And that's why the black ethnic people, why we come about, right? You can see, you talk to a Chinese person and they talk to you with that depth of civility. It's different from when you talk to white people, and especially those who haven't gone through a lot of imitation of black people. Those who have a lot of imitation practice, they could fool you for somebody who are really civilized. But, you know, once you understand the process that some of them have been through, then you understand that none of them is different. They are the same blood, culture, right? So they have created this new world perception, the Bible, and give you the basis about Genesis creation story. When you get to know about prehistory and understand the way civilization come about, the Bible become totally stupid. Totally stupid. You see? But these Indo-European, now this is a big finding for them, what they realize they can do to the African people, who are a bigger mass of civilization. I mean, it's a mass, a big mass of people, and they are civilized. Compare with them, that is a tiny tiny fragment of humanity. They are a tiny fragment of humanity. And they are coming up against the big. The big number of black people. And trick them. Come in with the church. And, you know, bait their ignorance. And get them to believe to become believers. And they have their vacuous Jesus Christ. And they don't care how ignorant, they don't know about ignorance. Anything they want, you know, they're going to get it. And get it anyway. And it doesn't matter how stupid they are going to be, as long as they can put pressure and eventually gain the adherence or the obedience of black people underneath their rule. You see, and you can see like pictures of slavery days where one or two white men of a big group of black men under their control. So that just goes to show the situation that we are in and the confusion. People don't have a good sense of what is and what is not. Now, I got rid of that whole bunch of confusion once I started to read and I was able to assemble foundational concept on which I live. All right? Holding out the belief in the Bible for the black people, that's a bad, 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 bad experience where we grew up with the belief in Adam and Eve in a God. It's just terrible because it's not easy for you to, like, fix your brain anymore once that happened. You see? I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm just talking to you. And on this line, the context of what makes us sober, what makes us civilized in thought. Because it is the function of our thoughts that causes a sense of direction. What we think, what we elect to do, and our judgment that says this versus that, and stuff like of that kind of stuff. So it is kind of a struggle for me to keep on planning something that has ruined our proper collective mind. Confusion really has destroyed the African people. When I see how widely confused we are, it is not an easy thing for me to digest. Because it is to an extent where black people are brain damaged and it's hard for them to realize it. When you become aware of something, it's different from when you're not aware. But today, I'm listening to black people talking, and they are all talking the rhetoric of the Indo-European people who can over
overcome the world. See, once you're talking, you know, or regurgitating, because that's what it is. You talk about democracy, our democracy. That is like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Dr. J. What do you call him? Luther, MLK. Now, why I call out these names, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, they are proponent, you know, are black apologists, speaking for black people. But, and black people will talk about Malcolm X, and the difference between Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King. Which one of them choose the better position? What is wrong about these four men is that they are attached to the church. Two is on the side of Islam. Well, let's see. No, I'm talking about like Farrakhan and Malcolm X are on the side of the Muslim, but the Islam is the church too. Islam is one third of the church, because there's three principal established church, and that is Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. The white people set up those three entities, and out of those three entities, thousands of sub-institution, right, sheared up between the three. But you would know unless you read and find the information that tells you, plan this church thing before, long before the AD time. They have been planning. They didn't just come into power like that. Go back 12,000 years to where we are. That's how long the relationship is with these white people fooling around the black people. And they find out that they can, you know, have something going on for themselves. Because now they take over everything about the black people. The black people don't have any chance. Right? So to make up a different kind of world? They started in Egypt. And they take over Egypt in large portion too. Just that they weren't able to continue to occupy Egypt. But when they were in Egypt, they began to call themselves Greek, establish themselves as Greek. They have the cunning ways to do it. But black people don't pay attention to anything they do. You see, they just wait until they have to accept what these sodomites decide to do. You see.
So therefore, we black people don't have any principality power. And when they should find some knowledge, they can't use that knowledge. Because the Indo-European is far ahead of what they're doing, and they are moving in with the military and the black people. They go in and conquer, just like in the United States here. Everybody under the conquering power of these sodomites. Now, they are not civilized anywhere on the African territories. You know, talking about the entire Western Hemisphere, what are they doing here? They are here because black people don't have any sense. Plain and simple. Yes, they don't have any sense. You know, they are born with sense. But, you know, they are like attention span. Attention span. Their attention span, you know, is messed up. Because now black people have learned how to get along in bondage, psychological bondage. That's what is going on right now. You see, black people cannot see, or not cannot, but they have not seen through the Indo-European attitude and their behavior. Too many African people don't understand nothing about that. So therefore, they make provision to live their life under the white people. Only if they realize it would have made a difference. But right now, no. No. Based on what I come to find out, it is an effect that I think stand to gain liberty for a lot of people. Because it's easy to overthrow the nonsense that the white people write about black people. Very easy to dismantle it because, you know, it don't base on anything. They are, for example, the greatest thing the white Cajun people have over the black people is lie that they have told and criminal act that they commit. And black people is not anywhere close finding that out. So it's a historic thing. See, anytime that comes out, white people are going to fly away. Because when it comes out to be they are criminal here, they surely don't have any kind of a inalienable right in America. They do not. You see? And I am competent to explain that in history. They don't have any history whatsoever to show entitlement of being in our jurisdiction. They don't have none. They just don't. My thing is, to talk. They are always out to kill the black people. And I am a black person. I find out the truth that is to strip them of all that they have criminally extracted from the black people. Our intangible rights and our tangible rights that they are now taking control. They have taken control over our lives. That's not for them to do at all. But look how long now since they've been doing it. Well, look, I have the truth. I didn't make the truth. The truth been here a long time. It's a matter of discovering the truth. A D and a Domini is not government. And if you understand that, you understand, you know, a primary fact that is needed to understand. And once you understand that, AD Anno Domini is a bogus calendar that these Indo-European created. Now, they could create a calendar, but keep it in Europe. Not into black people's territory. They want us to think that, oh, they possess our territory. I mean, every one of our territory? Yes. How come? How come? What is? And just ask them to explain imperial colonialism to you. Let them explain what is imperial colonialism. Where the government right come from to do imperial colonialism? Ask that. And if you're afraid to ask that, you're afraid they'll kill you. Well, it's not going to work. If you're afraid that they're going to kill you, they can't execute an investigating, a successful investigation, because you're afraid that they're going to kill you. You can't be afraid of these sodomites. They're possessed with demons. And if you don't have demons inside of you, well, two worlds collide. Which one is going to give? I tell you what, the jet stream pushes away the fierce hurricane that is coming out there. All right? Well, what do you want to be? The hurricane? Or you want to be the jet stream? Because the hurricane can't push away the jet stream. The jet stream is boss. What I'm trying to say to you, these white people think that they're boss because we don't turn jet stream yet. Right? Anytime we become jet stream, they're going to find out that they've been pushed out. Because the calendar what them have is a criminal instrument. You see, and not unless we give in to it and assume and start, you know, applauding their creation of democracy. Democracy is democracy, you know, in the context of use. It's democracy. Democracy. Do you hear me correctly? Because the confusion that they are creating will give you bias against me telling the truth. Now, when I say something like that, that's very, very, very serious type of expression, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you need to just come forward and tell me why I'm wrong. You gotta come with facts. You can't come and talk no nonsense. You see, because I'm talking from the perspective of prehistory and where civilization began on Earth. By whom? You see? And that, not like what these sodomites with the Bible talking about a God who created heaven and earth, you know, and what God does. Nothing like that. Not one single thing support what you're reading in the Bible and believing about Adam and Eve in a garden. Nothing don't go so. And you have to read the Bible with proper understanding to know that there was never any Adam and Eve in a garden. Where is the place for that garden? Do you know? No. And you will start talking vacuous stuff, specious stuff, to hold on to believe that it is true, that Adam and Eve was created in a garden, because you don't read the truth in history. certified history. You might start saying, oh, but a man write it and all that kind of stuff. That's wild, and it's I would even say arrogant. No, I wouldn't use that word to describe somebody who is itching respect for civilized history. Your birth certificate is a civilized document. You were registered a human birth, right? Yes. And so, what event in life is going to make you use something else instead of your birth certificate in the context of which we are talking now? Can you tell? I don't know of anything else that you can use in place of your birth certificate. Well, so is history. So as you were born and you don't see any birth certificate flying around in the street, no. Birth certificate is protected by the older. So what I'm saying, when we are biased against the value of our world history, when you don't see the similarity between the world history textbook that speaks of human civilization, when you don't business with that, and you're reading the Bible and stuffing up yourself about Jesus died on the cross, your life is done. Because your mind, your thoughts are twisted, not balanced, because you shouldn't be able to see the relevance, the value, the relevant value of your birth certificate and the world history record of the past. Your birth certificate is a record of the past. When you were born, you don't still being born every day. No. So why can't you see the similarity? We'll talk about two things analogous, on point. It's the smallest reduction we can make using your birth certificate. I don't have anything lower than that. So, all right, the birth certificate. The amount of things that are similar with your birth certificate and the world history, the certified world history. Not the Bible. We're talking about academic value, academic reality. Okay? Academic reality about anthropic, parochial things. Okay? If you don't have your perspective holding these type of reasoning, your life is not really, your mind is not working well, right? Because the similarity with the first human, that the woman and the man that create the first two people, Adam and Eve. If you cannot get the perspective and see that there is a similarity, the original human birth that was the foundation that brought the rest of us here, if you can't see that record
is made not by a ghost, but it was made by who? Right here. The Elohim. Thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. Revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabitable world. My error here. Science and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day a testament to their greatness. In this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, in pointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. You know, that is how we came about. That's where civilization starts. Now, in here, Pope is apologizing for sins of Catholics and all the evil that they have done over 2,000 years to the black people. How do you recognize the church? Can't you see that there's a lot of problems into what we are thinking? We are accepting things that are not according to civilization. And these people are exploiting our civilization and making it corrupt whilst they are behaving like they are honoring God, right? Because they have the churches and all that stuff out there. And where they're leading black people. Time for black people to understand that history and understand the Bible and see that it's two different things. When you believe in what the Bible is saying, your brain is really gone off track. Really. And it's that you will have to come to a realization about civilized thinking. You see, opposed to believing in things that you don't really know and holding it as faith and belief in God. It doesn't work like that. All right. I thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Cosmic Philosopher. I am Timothy Aldred, and author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Manipulation. It is about us thinking civilized and thinking civilized totally abolish the fact that the way we grow up in Jamaica and go to church and stuff like that, we find out that it is all white people's shenanigans that put us in motion to follow A.D. Anadamani and this Jesus belief, where there is no no civilized findings of a place where the spirit God created Adam and Eve. And you still willing to believe that and not what the history says. But you'll read about Noah's Ark and all those kind of stuff, though, right? But you don't want the historic explanation of what goes on into the world. And anything you're reading in the Bible about such type of things that they can't explain what they are saying to be a fact. They are telling you nonsense and hope that you will, in the sum of it, believe it all. Right? And believe in God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You see, it's hard because we grow up and that's all we were taught. It's hard for your mind to expand to see something else. You see, so it is a tragedy that has happened in the earth because there's no reason for us to stray off course. But it happened. It happened because of these white people who want to make something of their culture. And they're feeding off everything off of us. So let's say now I discover this that says, you know, these white people can steal everything from us. And we know where it's coming from. Right? Over 12,000 years or more, that's where our fall came about, when we mingle with them. And from since then, all they are doing is spending their lives to make something out of our lives. And they have done a lot. They have done a lot. But now, the good gods, they will help us pull through this. I want to thank you again for tuning in. And remember, what is most important, it's going to hurt you to get yourself in line because your head is full of the Bible. One simple thing is going to make a difference. Is you reading like a scholar and not like a believer. Stop reading as a spirit-filled believer. You don't know what you're for now because you believe everything that is in the Bible, like it is the provision of God's word. There's no proof of that. This God in the Bible, if you read as a scholar, you're going to find out that it's not what you were believing all along. And that is what is going to make a difference. But you will not go astray anymore if you leave the straying way of thinking. And think logical and sober and know that the result that you're getting is right. It's not what anybody else is telling you. It's what you have identified now. The words guide you to what you should have confidence in and not the Bible. So this is the problem that we are in right now. No. Anytime you tell a person the truth, you know, and the person recognizes the truth, you know what's going to happen from right there? Depending on what is imminent as like danger. You see, the truth is what we're supposed to know. And as long as we are not fooling around with all kind of other nonsense, we will be all right and the power will be there for us. Important religious development. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. What is that existence?
time when civilization was put into the black people, the ethnic people, our existence. That's when we started our civilized life. Okay? So when the Indo-European people did not write our origin in the Bible, they know the reason why. And that is what brought us to exactly where we are here today. That was their aim. But they don't realize that I've been digging a deep pit for themselves, because the world will be filled with the majesty and glory of the gods as the ocean covers the sea. They are going to fail, been failing all along. And they will not prosper, because to try to defeat the civilized establishment of the gods and all the things that they have left behind here for all of us to see. I mean, why aren't we seeing? Why are we still distracted by these homosexuals? Why? So it may take a while, but will come to fruition that they will not succeed in turning the civilized world into a sodomite culture. That is not going to happen. So the harder they come, the harder they fall. And that they don't realize. But it is on the way. It says, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. So, my friends, this is what we have going on. And I see that the time is ripened. Time is ripening, and things will unfold, because these sodomites, they believe in the weapon they have, you know, to make our society, I mean, go up in smoke, or like the volcanoes, you see, and there is none to deliver. But it is promised. Deliverance is promised. And I look forward to the change. Now, where civilization began on Earth, and why are we so entangled with these white people? We don't need to we are in the tangle. We inherited this problem. We inherited it. Now it's time to fix it. What do we do? Know the truth and speak the truth. That's all we need to do. Because there is a clash, right? And I realize, you know, all these years, they have our military using it. They say they are bringing the soldiers from Afghanistan, right? After 20 years. Why? Why the world look on this like it is something great? Having the army in
in Afghanistan. It's not a noble thing. It's not a civilized thing at all. But they come in with their sodomite thinking and destroy the ways of the gods. That's what they have done. Destroy the ways of the gods. And doing that, they hold the black people captive. When they were able to make a substitute calendar, no basis of reality to it. Whatever they say, they are trying to number days of the days and years or something like that. The world was doing that before they came here with their fucking idiot self. You see, I'm talking about they want a new world with everything plastic, right? Official. That's what they do. And have us subjected to everything that they contrive up. They can't live up to the Elohim standard, so they have to make their own. And in so doing, they want to force the African people to be sodomites. So they don't know and they don't care nothing about civility. That's why they write the Bible about Adam and Eve. Now, it is illegal for them to write a Bible about Adam and Eve, because Adam and Eve are not white people. Okay? The Bible here is not talking about white people origin. That's not what it is talking about. The Sodomites are writing these things, and they are really doing their thing with the African people, that someday it's going to come out. You see? The bottom is going to drop out of the bucket. You see, they don't realize that. Civilization, think about civilization. Why they change this civilized calendar? Why? They do it because they are sodomites and they don't have civilization. And everything that they are doing, they scrape it up from polytheism way of life. You know, so they take what they want out and, you know, I mean, throw aside what they don't want. So they don't talk that African people are hybrid, but they talk about us indirectly, though. You see? But it leaves space for them people to believe something, what they talk about as spirit God. The way they talk about the creation of African people. Because they said, God said, let us make man in our image and likeness. But what do you understand about what they just said? God said, let us. I'll tell you about, it is God through his son Jesus. You see what I mean? Imagine, and that Jesus never appeared anywhere in the Bible. Just the name, Jesus Christ, and a lot of things that Jesus Christ does. That's the way these Indo-Europeans go to work. That's how they build their new world order and drag black people underneath it. Well, they will not get the opportunity anymore to talk about they have a constitution and amendment in there for black people anymore, because I am telling people the historic fact, and it's up to them if they want to continue to listen to these sodomite sucking filetio and fuck asshole people, them, that we must puke on them. You see? I mean, I don't mean in the literal sense. There are people who come with their nasty, physical self and defiling
the black people. So we're not going into no physical stuff at all. But use the attitude, man. Use the attitude. Let them feel the heat. They don't belong among us. They don't belong among us. Let them start to feel it. See? Let them start to feel it. And they're going to find out how superior they are to black people. See what I mean? There are a whole, you know, terrace of stuff that we have to prove that these white people are criminal right now. We have everything to prove that they are criminal and they don't have a government. They could never have government anyway because it's not possible for them to have any government. Now, it's for us to read and understand where we are. And it will be open wide who these white people are among us, talking about America's fears. I tell you now, where civilization began is in the BC, 450,000 years ago, God's kingship. Perpetual prosperity, world government. They came from above with their order of life. And that's what I am reading about here. It is when they came to earth, like I read to you, that was when civilization came to earth. There was no civilization here on earth. At that point, humanoid, hominid, lived on the earth at that time. But that was not civilization. That was not the civilization of the gods, right? Was alive at that time, Homo erectus, who beget these white people that we are dealing with here today. Well, they are not just the product of Homo erectus today. They are the intermix with Neanderthals and some intermingling with black people too. And that is the problem of today. That is the problem. That is the fall of mankind. It's that type of contact with those people. That's what's causing the problem today with the black people. Because we fall, really, as a culture, from the grace of the Elohims. Therefore, we are going to hell like everybody else, unless we are connected individually or not as a group to the God intellectually and may receive mercy and protection. But apart from that, we as a species, not bonded together, we allow these white people to come in and split us apart with Jesus. You see? All right? So, with the Bible, there is no civilization. And you don't have any inalienable rights either. And nobody even wants to talk about it. So, I am here then, according to you, and putting myself in danger because these fucking ass, all they want to do is kill the black people because they don't want to go back where they come from. Because they can't sustain themselves. Think we have, use the black people themselves, use our military and everything. And we behaving like, white people always have it. They never always have nothing. Oh, I'm wrong about that. They never always... They never always have something. They never always have something. They have something since they start stealing from us, civilized people. You see? So they were always having nothing just about. They didn't have anything for a civilized life. they don't have civilized life, right? But they have some kind of some civility. But they're not civilized in the context of Elohim civilization. And they don't mingle with us either. They're not supposed to. So it's a violation all by itself, as we are right now. And where they come here and from in the 16, what? Under their calendar. 1620. Okay? And all that time, right, they come here, there was no tornado, there was no hurricane and stuff like that. It's all began after they escalate your sodomite stuff here. That's what happened. Right? Now, I'm saying civilization is what black people are supposed to understand and get out of the Bible jungle stuff about Adam and Eve. They're taking our story to confuse us. Get out of that, because there is no civilized affirmation to what they write about Adam and Eve. And clearly, they cannot say there was a Adam and Eve, because they don't have any place to say, this is the spot where God made them. And sustain that with the evidence that God left there. No way. If it is real and God made them someplace, it would be hidden. It would not be hidden. Okay? So if you don't start good thinking, these folks are going to, like, you know, make a lot of us live confused until we depart this life. That's not what we are supposed to do. I am God. I was inspired to start reading and understanding stuff. Not what anybody else is telling me, but what words themselves is telling us. That's where we get it from. And these sodomites, you will get ahead of them then. They won't be able to trick you with nothing after that. And therefore, if we do it as a species and restore our dignity with our Creator, restore our inalienable rights. Because right now, under white people, you don't have it. Because you're under their bogus calendar, A.D. Anno Domini, which is their sodomite Jesus character they're talking about, that cannot be a calendar for black people. So what we are talking about, they are not to be among us, because they are defiled bodies. So what I'm saying, we have civilization, they don't have none, and they work hard to destroy us. Okay? Now, colors have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in the land called Sumer. Who is writing this? Who do you think is writing? And listen the way they write this. First, they start off by saying scholars have told us. What scholars are they talking about? It is all sodomite scholars they're talking about. You see? That is educated under the so-called Rome Republic, or Rome, or Empire. Really? You see, so now, when I tell you that the gods came to earth 450,000 years ago, I'm not just talking that. You can Google that and find it. It's a fact. 450 years, God's kingship. Perpetual posterity, which means the kingship that they give to us is for posterity until all of us are terminated on earth. Nobody don't come here and talk about some other government like AD and Adamani, they make out of their shittery and stuff like that. They don't come and do that. They can't, because they are black, because they who started human civilization going back 200,000 to 300,000 years ago, they came here as the civilized scientist. $450,000 ago. Okay? And it is about 150,000 years later that they created the hybrid people that put us at, like, say, about 200,000 years ago, man, is what the official history I know says. So now they're going to talk about our civilized existence. White people don't talk about black people's civilization. It is because they get some opportunity that they abuse to be talking now like, they are the ones that know about us. We don't know it ourselves. Fucking ass people, eh? And they get such a chance now. All right, well, let's see how easy it is for them to find their own roots and see if we're going to sit here and let them, you know, carry on with their sodomite stuff as usual. Or watch them perish when the gods send the plagues on them. Now, listen. Talking about scholars. Anytime you read anything now, you must understand that you're under AD Anno Domini, not BC paradise. That's not where you are. You're under this so-called monotheism. And monotheism has nothing to do with civilized account. You see, but they are doing it because we are following them in their church. That's the reason why things are going down the drain for the black people. You see, because white people come in and usurp our existence. And we are having a hard time, turning around. So when they are telling you these kinds of stuff and tell you about scholars these days, and you take it seriously, you don't know. Vagabond sodomites. Expel them. Curse them. They're no good. Otherwise, they would be where they originate. No, but why are they into everywhere? Where we are now is like, they own it, they say. We are just catching on these sodomite premises, according to them. But the time has come for them to realize who they are. You see? Because they know who we are and find out that we're skylarking. So they're going to go ahead and do their thing. All right? Well, they need to know themselves because they really have not known themselves. Scholars have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in the land of Sumer some 6,000 years ago. Now, what color is telling that? It cannot be civilized colors. I'm telling you that because that's not what the history shows. You see, and when you're talking about these sodomites who quickly turn to the Bible and talk about what scripture says because they know black people believe in the Adam and Eve story. They come out and they talk like this. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tallinger, Joanne Aney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, Michael reveals and researches the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Now, the people who are teaching the so-called scholars, sodomite scholars, that are teaching people in their Ugarit text about 6,000 years ago in summer. See? Summer, talk about the first civilization, the people in summer, the first civilization, the gods who came 450,000 years ago. They were the first civilization because it was a big number of them active on that metropolis. You see? So when they're talking these kinds of stuff and we don't understand them, it leaves us wandering out there and don't have a clear sense to start reading good and stop dibble and dabble with the Bible belief, you see. Go to the history that tells you the truth, but we live so long and not knowing no truth about our existence, even though it's in the world, it's the textbook right there. Long before Michael Tellinger wrote his finding, you see, it's in the world, it's a textbook that we could have known it a long time ago, all right? So this is a part of what is going on in the communication world about our existence. So now, it says, Adam's calendar, imagine this, Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines. Remember I told you they came on a mission for gold, and they were here doing processing gold for a long time. That's right. So he found the place twice the size of Texas, all right, and found ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands ancient mines left behind by a vanishing civilization, which we now call the first people. So those people that are Sumerians, they are descendants of the gods. So they were not the first civilization over summer. You see, 6,000 years over summer was when they began to transcribe the information into Hebrew, or people begin to understand the past. Understand the past. So now we are finding that where our existence come from, our origin, started by government that the gods brought with them when they came here 450,000 years ago. And then here come Michael Tellinger in 2012, went as a group over to this location in South Africa and see all these things that he's talking about. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands
of ancient minds left behind by a vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. These settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshipped the sun, and were the first to carve an image in the Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge, thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. Below is a well-written and thought-provoking article, Researches in Africa. I found it most interesting. Now, listen what Michael has to say here. AD Anno Domini civilized ignorance of monotheism. One God who is a sodomite character that allegedly had begot a boy child named Jesus Christ. Indo-European uses Africa existence to make their imitations of civilization. Uncivilized statement. The first historically attested. The first and formulated calendar date to the Bronze Age. Something here. Yes, so it goes on to say, now listen to what I just read to you about the calendar, the Adam calendar, and the research in South Africa by the scientists that discovered the first civilization that was on Earth and who created human civilization who flourished all over the world. These sodomites are writing this about what people are to think now to be civilization. You see, they don't care about the civilization of the gods and the people who are left here with the civilized things that are created and left behind. They want to tell us, in the face of these things, that civilization just began the other day. And they make civilization official 2021 years ago with AD Anno Domini. Do you imagine what kind of world are we living in with these fucking sodomites? Do you understand that? Do you understand? Listen to what they're saying. Imagine that they write something like this.
the first and formalized calendar date to the Bronze Age. Imagine, the Bronze Age is just in the 3000 BC. And they're saying that the first historically attested, who attests to it? Original Sumerian and Mesopotamian, Assyrian history, Babylonian history. These Sodomites are totally shoving the account of these civilizations, push it aside. And now they have the right to tell you about the first historically attested formalized calendar date to the Bronze Age. Who invented the very first calendar? So they are saying the only one that is attested and formalized, the calendar, the first calendar, that historically attested and formulated, the first calendar. It say it dates to the Bronze Age, only to the Bronze Age. Do you imagine these sodomites talking all of these kind of stuff? And black people sit down like they don't hear nothing. Imagine that. And all these people are doing is taking over the world inch by inch, inch by inch. So who made the first calendar at the Bronze Age? Who made the calendar at the Bronze Age? But besides, no first calendar created at the Bronze Age. There are a whole bunch of history writing about the first calendar and who make it. Because they make it. And they came here 450,000 years ago and they are working from Earth base and they have communication that they must do that is based upon the calendar that they create and make up observatories. You see? And of us as a Earth base that is connected to Nibiru. So with positioning things and give them an orientation, you know, to have communication with the planet, their homeland, they have to position these instruments at a certain time so that they can communicate and transact their business. Listen, these sodomites that we have here, all they want to do is mess up everything that is civilized so that they can live their sodomite wealthy life from the criminal. From the criminal accumulation of wealth from the black people, because they get to steal from black people over the past 2,600 years, and black people don't find out. And whatever they find out, they don't find out the right thing yet. You see? So this is, when they come in now with this, talk about the Bronze Age, right? I asked a question. Who invented the first calendar? In 1582, when Pope Gregory the 13th introduced Gregorian calendar. Listen to this. Europe adhered to the Julian calendar. You hear this? Black people make these sodomites say all these things to them. I think over the Western Hemisphere. Under these kind of a shit. Yeah. So this Gregorian So what happened to the calendar that was dated back to the Bronze Age? What was wrong with it? Right? So nobody is not drive these people away from out of our territory, because they're sitting in our territory and governing us, and we are accepting their government and all like that. I mean, and this whole bunch of fuckeries must stop. They must stop. You see, because they are fucking ass and smelling it and doing everything with it to write these kind of nasty, uncivilized stuff. Living by it. Now imagine that. So no, later on, or no, not later on. This Gregorian calendar that they're talking about, they use, talking about like 1,500 years prior, 1,500 years prior to Gregory. Almost 1,600 years. Long before Gregory come about. Yeah, would be like 1,600 years, because they changed the calendar. So this is maybe a different Gregory. I guess they have all kind of Gregory, because you have Gregory 13 and stuff like that. So they changed the calendar from BC to AD. So that means the Bronze Age. When he said that the calendar was created from back, who created the first calendar that they said historically attested to? Who created that calendar? They're not telling you that. They only say it is only dated to that time. Who was in power in the world that time? So what I mean? So they're not telling you fact about what they're talking. But they are telling you enough for you to believe it. How the heck are we, what kind of stuff this? Are we in not using our brain at all? All right. So this Gregory, now they're going to tell you now, you know, about Gregory, but they're not telling us about who invented the Bronze Age calendar. They're not telling you that. All right. Good. So, but nevertheless, they're going to dump it and make it seem like it's just that calendar. They're just making another calendar. That's the way these sodomites are. That's the way they are talking to us. They better, you know, like go back to where they come from, because look, they ain't going anywhere with what they have done already. They have done enough damage to themselves. They just need to go on back where they come from, because there's just no way they're going to stay where we are. And we look at them like, oh, it's all right. They're not all right. Go back with your shit and fuckery back over there where you come from. Go back. Because when I read these things and imagine what we're sitting on, come on. These people, I can't even find the word right now, to describe these white ducklings, man. You know what I mean? And they come in with this calendar now and mess up everything in the Western Hemisphere and for the black people all over the world. That's what these hunting dogs, man. That's what they do, and use all these kind of things and fool back people. All right. Well, we're not dead, no dash away. Black people will overcome. If I am
realizing what I do now, I don't have no doubt. I don't have no doubt. Because these white people have no grounds at all. No grounds. Time is right around the corner when the African people will not any longer suffer under these white, slimy, monkey blood white people who now think that they have a right to overthrow black people and say what they have is theirs. That's what they thought about long time with their uncivilized self, and they fulfill it. W.E.B. Du Bois wrote about them saying they make up all of their schemes, what they're going to do to the black people. So what kind of government do they use to make up imperial colonialism? What government? See, the shit that they use to make it, and what they do, use it to kill us. So now, this is what they do with communication about the first calendar. Throw it on the bandage, right? Nothing has to do with 450 years that God came to earth. No, they're not business with that. That didn't happen. Imagine. Okay? In 1582, when Pope Gregory XIII introduced his Gregorian calendar, really, Europe adhered to the Julian calendar. So there was a Julian calendar before Gregory, right? So the Julian calendar was there before Gregory came along. So now they're going to kick out Julian calendar and bring in Gregory 13 calendar. A Pope is doing this. Pope Gregory throwing out the Julian calendar. All right? And now this calendar now is going to be the ruling calendar forevermore, according to the Sodomites. Right? It's a Europe now was under the Julian, and that one is no longer now first implemented by Julius Caesar in 46 BC. So BC was coming to a close, 46 years left. And BC would be done away with. Julius Caesar? Yes. And then, what is he going to say here now? He's going to say, the Mesolithic calendar is thousands of years older than previous known formal time, measuring monuments created in Mesopotamia. So this is saying that the Mesolithic calendar, thousands of years older than previous known formal time measuring. Yes, this calendar is thousands of years older than the previous known time measuring monuments created in Mesopotamia. So this is an indication to me that Mesopotamia had a calendar that is not 6,000 years old, based on this indication. So there was no need to change the calendar. But these Sodomites, they intend to rule the world. That's the reason why. They make up a calendar and shift black people from under that jurisdiction. There is no way on earth black people can be shuttled out from under the original calendar. Because every breath African people blow, because they are hybrid and have the blood of the gods, it is something that is not forgivable. When they come and claim that they conquer our territory, number one, they can't conquer our territory. Something has gone wrong when they are coming in and say they are conquering our territory. Whatever caused all of this to happen is for in time, other things are going to happen because it cannot be sustained. You see, where do they get power to have preeminence over the black people with an original calendar? Where do they get it from? That is something that you must talk about and something that you must upheld, because they don't have any jurisdiction in our territory at all. None whatsoever. Kingship rule. Now, I hope that you get something from what I have said. And see how out of order and out of place, how uncivilized white people are. Because they are here now and giving like, oh, everything is going on. Well, now black and white are learning to live together and stuff like that. No, that is something that cannot be tolerated. The God is waiting for us to see the light. And, so that these people be tossed out. You see, we can't be into the church and all those kind of, monkey beliefs. System. We can't do that. They don't belong among us. And that must never happen. They must get out from among the African people. They have done too many atrocities, proving they are not of our quality, a sense of attitude, and to put these Sodomites in their place. A sense of attitude. We're not going to fight with them. The only thing that we are predisposed to is to have the ice intellect. We are a civilized one. We are the mixed one. These guys don't want to accept that. And we will have to claim that authority. Because they're not giving it to us. They think that they are above us and all this kind of stuff. But no sooner than how we know and our attitude is changed, they will find their caught. They will, right? Just find the right history to read. It's not the Bible. Okay? And I wish you all the blessings to find your right mind. It took me over 50 years before I actually found my right mind. Must be going up 60. I started to read, and it was much to read and to discover. Right? Let these Sodomites go back where they come from. Let them go back where they come from. This voting stuff that they're having, democracy is what they created. It's what they create. We have every single thing that we need. When we allow them to come in and take it, we just as much as give it to them. No, we don't give none to them.
Misunderstanding is not good transfer. So the thing is, white people, go home. Go home. Leave our country, people, to run kingship government. We don't want Hono white sodomite people, or if you call yourself people, among us. We don't have any right to harbor you among us. And you have done enough heritable. And that is what I have to say. I hope that you are benefited by what I have offered. It is knowledge that I have attained. And I know there are so many of us that need to come into this knowledge. It is the history, the certified history. And blessings to you. I'll talk to you again. Thank you.